following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Figuring out postage for your letters and packages can be a hassle. Either waste money adding extra stamps to make sure your mail's sent, or you waste your time going to the post office to have a clerk figure it out for you. Use Stamps.com instead. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com gives you a digital scale. Just plug it into your computer, weigh your letter or package, and the exact amount of postage automatically appears on your screen. Stamps.com. Use it once, you'll never give it up. Right now, they got a special offer just for you. Use my first name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, for a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm not sure if being the second highest point total in your fantasy league and losing is worse than losing by 1 point. I'm not sure. But it's the first Tuesday after fantasy football. David Day is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot to talk about on the program today. Every Tuesday, Loper football coach Daryl Morris and Hastings college football coach Tony Harper join us. Also, going to talk a little trap shooting today. Might be a little windy to shoot trap, but we'll talk about a benefit that's coming up. Plus, still more of your reaction to Nebraska, UCLA, and moving on to Arkansas State that has a quarterback that's a dual-threat quarterback that's thrown for over 300 yards in their first two games at Oregon and in a comeback win against Memphis. Damon, what's up, man?
How are you?
Well, it's one of those days where you ignore that it's 9/11 all along or you bring it up. And again, as sports entities have gone throughout this time, anytime there's a big news story, you say, you know what? You're listening to sports. You came to listen to us for sports to maybe kind of get away from that. But obviously, September 11th, one thing that I guess I do every year that it's on, MSNBC replays minute by minute their actual coverage of that day. So that's always interesting because you go back as to what was actually going on that day. And for me, I was working here. That was before we had ESPN Radio. That was before we had a Doug and Daddy Show. And I saw it happen as live as it could be on television because we were doing our news and sports casts pre-8 o'clock. It was like 7:50 in the morning when it became an alert here. And, of course, all the news shows, you know, your Good Morning Americas and your Todays, those are always an hour behind, so they actually cut in. I mean, you're not watching it live in case folks didn't get that. It's live on the East.
And what do you mean? Just ruined it.
And then it's an hour delay along the way. How's Kelly Ripa on that show? Isn't she right? She's on 10-11. How's that going? But so I was here at work. You?
I had just gotten into I was the head baseball coach at Dana College, and I had just gotten into my office and was getting some paperwork stuff done. And I remember my assistant coming in and said, "Did you see what happened?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "A plane ran into a building in New York." And I was like, "Well, why is a biplane flying that close to the World Trade Center?" And he goes, "No, a jet." And I was like a private jet? He goes, no. And then, obviously, I remember flipping it on, and then we just watched for about the next 6 hours, and players came in and just sat and watched. And it's what's kind of amazing to me, as we were talking about a little bit yesterday, is the majority of my players don't remember it. They remember something happening.
Well, yeah, the kids that are the kids that are seniors in high school today were in the first grade.
Yeah, my freshmen were like, oh, you know, it's kind of something that they read about in a textbook. They, you know, and so I think anybody who remembers it remembers where they were when they heard about it. And I mean, obviously, it was one of the most tragic days in our U.S. history. I also think it was one of our most triumphant days in U.S. history, and I think that's probably what we celebrate or look back on more than anything. Is it was a great day of loss, but it was also a great day, you know, where you saw the country rally around each other. And, you know, I think as cynical as we like to get, and we talk about all the politics and all, like you said, all the stuff that goes on in the world, I think that was a banner moment for USA as a nation to rally around one another. And, you know, it's sad to say 10 years later our Congress can't get anything passed, and we're still muddling through some things. But I think for when you look back in a historical standpoint, it was great to see the American people rise up from that. So I think it's every day you got to take a little – I think every day everybody should take a little moment to be blessed for what they got, but especially on 9/11.
I can only imagine if Facebook was around on that date and the over social media of that day, because that was about the time we started to see the turn the corner with everything when it comes to social media. But it's a whole different deal these days, and one of those things. One of the things that sticks out to me, too, is that really the first major college or pro sporting event that happened after 9/11 was a Nebraska football game against Rice that was played just a handful of days later. 9/11 was on a Tuesday, if I remember right. And I think Nebraska-Rice maybe played, 2 days later or something crazy like that. The tunnel walk-up. We're going to get that up on the Facebook page, too. It's readily available on YouTube if you go the tunnel walk, Husker Tunnel Walk 9/11. And they did a different thing with the military and the firemen and the policemen coming out. And it wasn't a grand thing, but it was just different. And just listening to the crowd reaction, because they're underneath the stands, and just listening to the crowd was pretty amazing. So 9/11 is today, but I guess that makes a few things pale in comparison. But we will talk sports. We will talk, you know, yesterday the world's ending. Oh, my God. Football teams are winning and losing on the college, pro, and high school level. And today, that just doesn't seem as important. But everybody has work to do and getting ready for their next contest. And Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daryl, you remember 9/11, what you guys were doing? Because obviously that was right in the middle of football.
You know, we were getting ready to play New Mexico Highlands. I remember, you know, there was some question as to whether we should play or not play. And I think President Bush said, you know, you can't let these people change your life. So we went ahead and played in the game.
Can you take us back? Was there anything? Did you have to go through some different things that week or the next couple of weeks, safety wise?
Well, I think probably, you know, just I don't recall having to do anything different. We were on the bus, you know, and I remember there being some tributes and that kind of stuff before the game. And I believe there were some military personnel at the game and that kind of thing. But at our level, where, you know, they're not concerned about you know, somebody trying to mass murder a bunch of people, at, you know, like they would at a big stadium or something like that. So it was just a somber time, and everybody was upset about it. And, you know, we had to talk to the kids a fair amount about trying to go on with their lives, and you know, but be respectful to those that had lost somebody.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Damon Day, my co-host today, and Daryl Morris. Let's talk a little football here. Obviously, it was not any kind of a day that we'd seen in a while this past Saturday. Emporia State, and to me, Coach, I'm just going to be honest, it looked a lot like the playoff game last year, where Emporia got out to a quick start, a couple of defensive scores. As soon as it looked like you could get back in the game, something happened. You know, I guess there's not really any kind ways to put what happened Saturday.
No, I mean, you know, we had some unfortunate mistakes in the secondary, which gave them three quick strike touchdowns in a matter of just a few minutes. You know, they were up on us pretty good, and that completely changes what you're trying to do offensively, and how you have to approach the game offensively. And then, of course, when we would battle back and get it within 10 points or 17 points, then we made a couple mistakes offensively and gave them touchdowns. And, you know, I mean, the welcome lady at for the MIAA is an old bag, and I don't like her. And you know, we're just we're fighting through it.
Coach, obviously, you and I have talked numerous times about the changeover. What's the biggest thing you see right now with the changeover from the RMAC to the MIAA?
Well, it's, you know, I think you and I have talked about it a bunch of times, just the level of talent and how deep that talent goes into their roster. And you know, in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, we could turn the ball over two or three times. We could give another team a couple offensive scores by making mistakes offensively, but you can't do it in this league and survive. And, you know, right now where we are, we got to play pretty darn close to perfect football to get us a win, especially against the teams we're playing here in September, which is going to be a good old hard long month for us. So, you know, it's just the level of talent and how deep they go on the roster.
Daryl Morse, UNK football coach, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So far, Daryl, has the talent even surprised you? I mean, I'm watching that wide receiver out of San Diego just run like 4.1 40s, it seemed like, on Saturday.
No, you know, it hasn't. I mean, I'm not surprised, and the coaches aren't surprised, and you know, we've come into this thing with our eyes wide open, and we knew exactly what we were getting into, and we knew we've talked to enough guys that have coached against MIAA teams and been in the league, and even Pat Burns, you know, the last time we played UNO, said, you know what, every one of those guys, even the poorer teams in that league, got two or three cats that can just flat scoot. And he even mentioned, you know, to me that they weren't ready to go into that league at that time. And, you know, so we're not surprised with the level of talent. It's the best D2 league in the country in football, and you can tell why.
Adam Lerner got dinged right before halftime. What's his status?
Got a concussion. So, obviously, with a closed brain injury, you know, he's got to go through all the protocol that our trainers will take him through. And he's got to be symptom-free for a while, and then he's got to pass his impact test again. And he won't play another down of football until we're completely assured that his brain has had time to heal itself.
There were a couple other injuries. I didn't see anything else serious, I didn't think, watching the game on Saturday. Anybody else that's questionable this week?
Yeah, Ricky Trinidad broke a bone in his hand, so he's not available at tailback. Adam Leinart's injured with a concussion. Kevin Romero, our backup quarterback, that kind of came in and gave us a little bit of a spark, had a career-ending knee injury, so he's no longer going to be able to play. But other than that, I think just some bumps and bruises and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I forgot about Kevin. I shouldn't have forgot about that. I saw it. You knew it as soon as it happened. There's a kid that's put in the time and just hasn't reaped the rewards on the field.
Probably not. I think you could probably, you know, capsule his career that way. I mean, he's been a great team player and a great teammate and came in the game on Saturday and you know, gave us a spark and threw a couple of really nice balls and threw them on time and threw them with some authority and made some quick decisions. And, you know, you just would have liked him to have maybe have thrown the ball away and not even taken that hit. And, he, you know, he was pressing and trying to make something happen and got caught in an awkward position and, you know, injured his knee.
Daryl Morris with us a couple minutes here. More on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll preview this week's game in just a moment. But, Coach, obviously it's always tough to make that decision to bring in another quarterback during the game. You do. Kevin gets hurt, so you've got to put your starter back into the ball game. What's the situation going into this week?
Well, this week, you know, Tyler Dearmore is actually getting off crutches and will practice today. So, you know, we're going to run him around a little bit and see how his knee responds and see if it puffs up on him or whatever. If not, then that will at least give us an idea that he's available for Saturday, whether he would be the backup role or the starting role. That's not been determined yet. You know, after having looked at the film, you know, we've got a young quarterback. We have a young quarterback without a lot of experience playing in the best league in the country. So, I mean, he's making mistakes, and we're trying to bring him along and develop more of an understanding of the offense and trying to take him on each play, trying to get him to the nth degree level of that play, which we're just in the beginning process of some of those plays. So just trying to work with him.
Well, being at the game, getting to watch it on Saturday, obviously, there have to be at least one or two bright spots. O'Neal Chambers was really electrifying returning the ball. I'm sure he can get better catching the ball, but returning the ball, he had some very nice returns. And Sam Cook, he seemed to be just about everywhere.
Yeah, Sam played very well, and that matter of fact will be, you know, was our defensive player of the week, so he did a nice job, and obviously O'Neal Chambers was the special teams player of the week, and Stephen Rush was the offensive player of the week. He had a couple of nice runs, so those three young men all played pretty well. The other positive is our, you know, we were 100% in the red zone, where we were not 100% in the, you know, we were like 20% in the red zone against Washburn. So, and we scored 35 points. So, I mean, you'd like to win a game when you score 35 points, but, you know, we just made a couple just basic fundamental mistakes in the secondary, all back to back to back, and got ourselves in a jam and couldn't climb out of it.
Well, Saturday night, that's different. That's probably pretty cool, getting to play a night game under the lights. From what I understand, and you can correct me, I think Missouri Western's got a pretty nice facility to play football in Saturday night.
Thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs, they've got a very nice facility.
If they still got the signs at home of the Chiefs. But this might be a different animal here. Here's a football team that likes to run the ball, not throw it all over the field.
Yeah, they are a different animal, and to be honest with you, they're pretty darn good. So it's going to be one whale of a challenge for us. They will just bring it downhill and try to pound on you. I think they're, you know, even their coaches feel like they're a pretty good football team. So, they had Central Missouri down 35-0, and Central Missouri just turned around and beat Northwest Missouri, who was the number three team in the country. So it's going to be a challenge.
Well, UNK was down 24-0. Now it's time for them to return the favor as well. So, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. We appreciate it. We'll talk with you next Tuesday.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ted, coach of the UNK football team, Daryl Morris. Every coach has been in this situation if they've been around long enough. The Lopers have been on top of the mountain here for quite a while, or at least right next to the top of the mountain, a step away. They're not there right now, Damon, they're 0-2, and they're going to play two tougher football teams, theoretically, than they just played. And this one's on the road. This could be the toughest test in a number of years for UNK this Saturday night.
Oh, without a doubt, Missouri Western's a very good opponent. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, at the college level, graduation plays a bigger effect than anything else. And if you look at the team last year that was, I think, arguably one of the best teams in UNK history, I don't know how many starters they graduated off of that, but anytime you have graduation within the ranks, it's going to lead to some bumps in the road. And you know, I know Coach Morris is going to and his staff are going to work their tail off and get these guys prepared and go out and represent us well. And you know what? The best thing about young players is they become older. I think Emporia State started 18 seniors, you know, and so when you're going up against that level of experience, when you got young guys who are still just getting their first taste of it, let alone their first taste of MIAA football, you know, it's a different beast, and so there are going to be some growing pains, but I am 100% confident that staff and Coach Morris will get them where they need to be moving forward.
Missouri Western is the Griffins. They're led by Michael Hill in the first two games. He's averaging 189 yards per game rushing the football. So that is the name you'll have to listen for and watch for if you're going down on Saturday. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we'll talk with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper. They're off to a 1-0 start, and they're close to cracking the top 25, which I still think makes most people in the Hastings Cup, in the program, in that office, chuckle a little bit, because they know how far they've got to go, and they have to overcome some injuries and some graduation as well. But a good win to start the season. They've got some things to shore up as well. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. We're back with more after this.
I like saving money. I mean, it's not like I have a purse stuffed with coupons or... Okay, I do. The other day, I went into Wells Fargo to get help with a car loan.
Good news. You qualify for our double discount promotion. Get double the interest rate discount we normally give on select new loans and lines of credit just for being a Wells Fargo checking package customer.
And the best part? I didn't even need a coupon.
Come to Wells Fargo to discuss how the double discount promotion can help with the interest rate on your new loan or line of credit. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Subject to credit qualification. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Equal housing lender.
I'm Mark Schlereth, former Pro Bowl guard. If your knees have been worked on as much as mine have, you know parts wear out over time.
The same is true with your car's shocks. That's why Monroe urges everyone to replace worn shocks at 50,000 miles. They affect comfort and your car's ability to stop. And now, with Monroe's fall promotion, you can purchase four qualifying Monroe or Rancho products between September 1st and October 31st and get up to the price of the lowest unit backed by mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. Actual mileage may vary. Promotion details available at Monroe.com.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front-row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
Out here, we know that most luck comes from hard work, goals, and sticking to it. We live in a place where great ideas meet great passion. And a hard day's work isn't just for some days, it's every day. Where the people support business and agriculture, and business and agriculture support the people. Creating a culture where anything is possible. That's why we're proud to have been born and raised here in Nebraska. By Valley State Bank and Trust, your financial center, member FDIC.
Bo Pelini puts his guys through a lot. The blood, the sweat, the tears. And that's just the Sports Riders. Every week you can meet and hear two of the best at covering the Huskers. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com or Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star.
Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. Join me at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney Wednesday at noon. Brought to you by Home Federal Bank, Graham Tire, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 96 for a high with a gusty south wind around 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll see increasing cloudiness with an isolated chance for a shower storm late with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 81.
I got the magic in me. Every time I took that track, it turns into gold.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day on this Tuesday edition. I closed the show yesterday with this after the press conference, which still befuddles me, and people have been talking to me about it since the show yesterday, because they go, boy, you were really fired up with that Bo Pelini press conference. I said, I wasn't fired up about Bo. I was fired up about the media. I was fired up about the media and their lack of doing what they should have done. There wasn't one question about Arkansas State yesterday. Coach, if you're getting ready to play somebody this week, and fill in the blank, and nobody asked you about that opponent, the past is the past. Yeah, we got some things to work. I'll tell you about Rex Burkhead. Yeah, we need to tackle better. Blah, 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 blah. We're not playing UCLA again this year. We'll see them next year in Lincoln. We're playing Arkansas State this Saturday, and they're not bad.
Well, Gus Malzahn's the head coach, and if anybody doesn't know who Gus Malzahn is, he was the offensive coordinator for Auburn under Cam Newton and when they won a national championship. So it's not like they're playing a guy who doesn't know how to scheme and how to do things. And you know, I'm sure of what he saw from the UCLA video, they're going to try to attack some of those weaknesses. And I'm sure Coach Pelini is going to try to, you know, fix some of those things. And that's the thing is it, you know, was it a loss that was upsetting? Sure. But it's still week two. I mean, you're not going to be in mid-season form, and they're still young kids, and they're still working on their systems and trying to get everything going. So, I mean, there's still that opportunity to win the Big Ten. That game did not have any bearing on that. And the way the Big Ten's shaping up right now, it's kind of whoever wants it the least almost seems like, you know, with the way Wisconsin played and some other Big Ten schools have played, it's going to be very interesting to see. And so I agree. I thought that I listened to bits and pieces of the press conference and watched it last night on via the I whatever I have type of thing. And, and you know, I think sometimes the media in Lincoln is afraid to ask that question for the same fact of they're afraid they're going to be ostracized or Bo's going to just flip out on them.
Stare at them.
Yeah, you know, and so he's kind of done his duty by calling off the dogs with how he answers questions throughout that when there is a tough situation like there was this weekend. I thought the questions were a bit timid at best. And, I mean, remember, Bo Pelini makes $1.2 million to answer those questions. You're not taking time out of his day.
Yeah, whether that's he what likes he asks. It or not.
Yeah, whether sometimes. He likes it or not, that's part of being a head coach.
But still, the point is nobody better overlook this football team from Arkansas State with Ryan Applin, one of the top dual-threat quarterbacks in the country, two straight 300-yard passing days. Their defense might not be the greatest. Their offense, obviously, is comparable with some of the players we've already seen this season. 11 o'clock Saturday in Lincoln. Then the following week, the Idaho State game. Then you can make fun of that. That's fine. 2:30. That game will be on the Big Ten Network. And don't forget our Husker lunch tomorrow at Cunningham's Journal. Sean Callahan will be on hand. I'll be there from 11 to 12. Randy Bushkind and I will be doing the show. Then Sean Callahan will be breaking down the UCLA game, previewing Arkansas State, and the best part, answering you, the fans, questions about Husker football. Well, at Hastings College, they haven't been paid $1.2 million. They've been paid $1.3 million. Tony Harper joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning to y'all.
Well, everybody's got some folks that they need to work through, but it looks like this game, and just talking with Mike as he co-hosted yesterday, Mike Will, the voice of the Broncos, there were obviously opportunities to put many more points on the board, and you had some red zone malfunctions, but your thoughts overall on how the opening game went?
You know, it went solid. We came out, we competed. The kids moved the ball up and down the field offensively. Defensively, we played pretty solid for about three and a half quarters. Like you said, like Mike said, we did leave some points out there on the field. And as coaches, we're never going to be satisfied. You know, we turned the ball over once because the kid was trying extremely hard to get across the goal line. Sometimes those things happen, but we got to clean up the special teams or it's going to be a long season.
What specifically are the problems there, Coach?
Well, I think, you know, one, we missed a PAT. We missed, I don't know, it was about a 38, 40-yard field goal. We had another field goal blocked along with the PAT block. And we just got to work on getting that ball up. We got to work on, you know, stepping down and anchoring our gaps a little bit better. But it falls on us as coaches to put these kids in position to coach them up during the week, and that's what we got to do this week.
John Dostal may have had his best, if not one of the best, games he's had so far.
He came out, Johnny D came out and played extremely well. You know, I was talking to Mike after the game, and, you know, Hastings College forever has been known they're going to run the football. And if you overload the box, you know, they're going to struggle throwing the football. And I think hopefully what John did and our receiving corps did on Saturday, I think he went for 280 or something like that, had five different receivers catch the ball. We're still going to run the football, but that shows people that, you know, we can stretch a little bit vertically. We can catch a short route and get up the field, and that's going to help us throughout this whole season.
Talking with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Defensively, again, let's not sugarcoat it. Dort's not good, and you guys shut him down until the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, we played solid, you know, with that offense that they were doing. We kind of did some different things that we normally don't do, you know, with the blitzing and the filling and the things like that. But, you know, they caught us on three big runs, and that's unacceptable. We got to read our keys. We are not built right now defensively to give up those big runs and be able to answer that right away. We got to shore that up. You know, they got a touchdown, I don't know, last minute of the game, and that was from the simple fact that we blitzed into the wrong gap. So we got a lot of things on the defensive side of the ball that we need to clean up, especially going into the game this week.
Injury-wise, how did you come out?
You know, normal nicks and bruises. We got a couple guys that are banged up, but everybody's been cleared to practice today, so we just got to make sure we don't beat the heck out of each other during the week.
Talking with the head football coach at Hastings College, Tony Harper. Concordia rolls in. This is a program kind of like Dort is trying to get off the bottom, and it looks like Concordia is making progress even though they're 0-2.
You know, we've been watching them on film. We got that film on Sunday, and Coach Schwinner over there at Concordia, he does a great job. I mean, we talked about this last year, that they're a defensive-first team, and they always have. They're big, they're physical, they get downhill from the secondary, their D-line gets a big punch, get big push up the field, linebackers hit their gaps, and they go. But I think something this year that really stands out is their offense. I mean, they got a quarterback back there that can move around and do some dangerous things. He's got a strong arm. They got good receivers and a tough tail, but this is probably one of Concordia's best teams in the past 2-3 years.
Coach, what are some other things as you look at the tape here that is going to be a concern in matchup-wise? Where are the advantages and where are the things that still concern you?
Special teams. We just got done watching that special teams film, and, you know, traditionally, special teams with Concordia, they're very solid. They put their best athletes. Doesn't matter if they're a number one linebacker or number one receiver, they load up their special teams and they come after you. So we're really going to have to focus on that this week. Then you look at the defensive standpoint of it, we're going to have to keep that quarterback in the pocket and make him very uncomfortable with some of our pressures from the outside. got to make sure, because they're running a lot of four verts against our cover three. We got to get hands on, help those guys. Then you look at offense. We got to make sure we pick up their blitzes. They come with a lot of, I don't want to say exotic blitzes, but they come up with some stuff that creates some pressures for us. So we're going to have our eyes up and really communicate to give John some time to find those receivers.
4 of 13 on third down, but I also see you had a couple more penalties than you'd want. Is that the reason why we were 4 of 13?
No, well, I mean, that's part of it, but that's 4 of 13. We were in those third downs, and I was talking to the offensive coaches the other day, and you know, it wasn't 3rd and 14. It was 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, and, you know, from how we look at it defensively, that's our get-off down. If we can stop people on third down and get our offense back out there, that means you're having success. Well, you flip it around, we got to be upwards of, we got to be above 50% on that. We got to be able to, you know, we were coming up about a yard, 2 yards short. We didn't have a lot of penalties on the third down. That actually, the penalties happened on the defense and special teams. So we got to make sure we're probably one block away on half of those third downs that we missed. And we just got to work on that hard this week, and we will as coaches and players.
And you touched on it at the very beginning, but you were still about 50-50 pass run. You actually did run the ball a little bit more. Keenan made it to 100 yards.
I tell you what, we really like our guys back there. You got Keenan, Balazs, and then we threw in two freshmen, Sean Robnett and Darvante Winston. Those are two guys that can get the edge. They're all three a little bit different. And, you know, a lot of credit to Tyler Mertens, a fullback, because he gets downhill, and he's a physical force, a fullback, and he'll pick up that guy that he needs to block. And we just got to keep moving the chains, and that'll help us a little bit more with consistency offensively. But when you're able to run the football, then John's able to throw the ball, and that just creates some holes for us, and we just got to keep working on that.
Your kids ever had problems tackling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was. Let me just say this. We got three, four practices until this Saturday. We will be tackle circuit every single day. We got some work to do.
All right, buddy, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you next Tuesday after another Bronco win.
Sounds great. Thank
you. Take care. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. 20-7, the season opening win over Dort, and they've got Concordia. It's homecoming this Saturday night. Those are always thrilling games. You got even more that you have to worry about when it's homecoming. Nothing coaches like more than stuff that takes away from actual coaching, right?
Sometimes the extracurricular stuff, it's important, though. The extracurricular stuff is important because it puts your program out in a good light. And I know that as coaches, we sometimes don't want to deal with it or the extra obligations. But at the end of the day, it does do a good job of you to get information to your fan base as well as to promote your program. So sometimes we don't always want to do it, but it's a necessary beast, as I was saying, today's multimedia. That's why you should follow me on Twitter. I don't even know what it's called, but they say you should Twitter, so I just Twitter about my kids most of the time.
Well, I was going to have – I don't tweet, but you're one of the reasons I would, just so I could follow you, because who do you guys play in league tonight?
We are eliminated.
Oh, darn it, anyhow.
I haven't gotten to play in league in a long time, but unfortunately we did not. We were second place in the first half. Our second half, we had a little bit of a July swoon, to say the least.
Got to get the right subs. That's all there is to it. Hey, there's also volleyball tonight. Hastings College looking for their 10th straight win when they host Nebraska Wesleyan. And UNK is at Fort Hays State, playing as the number one team in the country for the first time since 2005. I imagine Coach Squires this morning had the lights off in his office and was curled up underneath his desk, being ranked number one. Not a parade. He was probably trying to figure out how to get the target off their back.
Exactly. As a coach, the polls are for fans. As a coach, you hate the polls because most of the time the young people like to read those, whether it's your team or the opposing team. And usually there's enough competitive fire in everybody, but just to make that bullseye, like you said, a little bit bigger is a little unnerving.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. They want you to come test drive some of their brand new vehicles, like the 2012 Buick Enclave Leather, 2013 Dodge Durango Crew. How about the 2012 Ram 1500 Laramie? All those and a lot more. And the Midway Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle Warranty, when you do get a used vehicle, comes complete with a 30-day exchange privilege, 6-month, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty, and a 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, all at no additional cost. See the friendly folks today at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Word is, Andy and Ryan are out of town. Probably even better deals when the bosses are gone. Think Midway.com and Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. We're gonna be talking a sport that I enjoy watching, but I'm sure I would never be good at. A little trap shoot coming up. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And more on Husker football. I ask you this question again as we go to break. Ended up with it yesterday. Give us your emails. Give us your phone calls. Give us your Facebook thoughts. Are you more confident today that Nebraska can win the Big Ten? Or were you more confident on Friday before all those games went south? Your thoughts. Love to hear from you. We're back after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Fall is here. And for birthdays and special days or just showing you care, how about sending the perfect gift of the season with the Sunflower Harvest Bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. It's a full, vibrant bouquet of fresh sunflowers. 1-800-Flowers.com is dedicated to delivering the finest quality flowers, backed by that 100% smile guarantee. And the Sunflower Harvest Bouquet brings a smile and sunshine to anybody's day. It reflects the best of the fall season, bursting with bright colors. I've already got one on the kitchen table. The Sunflower Harvest Bouquet. It's beautiful. I have an exclusive, limited time offer just for my listeners. If you order the Sunflower Harvest Bouquet, and it looks great, you'll receive a premium tin vase and a box of chocolates for $29.99. That's a $70 value for $29.99. 40 bucks off. To get it, you go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 96 for a high with a gusty south wind around 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll see increasing cloudiness with an isolated chance for a shower storm late with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 81.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Don't forget, tomorrow, our Husker Lunch, we're going to talk not only with Sean Callahan of Husker Online, and, of course, our Big Red Report, which you hear every day in the morning right before 8, and, of course, right after the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, another great week of high school football in the books, and another week to come. And we'll also be talking about our Loper Link. A lot of great things to talk about with the way everything's going. The soccer team coming off the biggest win in school history against a team that went 20-2 and is going Division I. So we'll talk about that with head coach John Masner tomorrow on the program, all live from Cunningham's. Damon Day, my co-host today. Damon, okay, every once in a while, I'm wrong. It's a rarity.
I would like a copy of the tape of the show.
The former co-host of this show. I like to have him on because he was wrong a lot more than I was, or at least we made it seem that way, whether he was or not. I am now joined by Ross Gibbons, Isaac Richter, and Brandon Seitz, along with Michelle Stover. They're all part of the Kearney Catholic Trap Shoot team, Sporting Clay team. See, this is where I got in trouble.
Yep.
I kept saying Trap Shoot, but it's actually Sporting Clays, and I'm going to be honest. Isaac Richter, I got no idea what the difference was. I thought we went out and we shot the clay pigeons. What's the difference between trap shooting and sporting clays?
Well, the main difference is with sporting clays, you're out there, you can talk with your friends and stuff. They're coming from pretty much anywhere, and same goal is still to shoot them. Trap shooting, you are standing still at a line, and it's coming straight out in front of you, going from different angles, and got to be silent and everything. So I guess sporting clays would be more like kind of a fun event to do, just mess around with, have fun with your friends.
And you move around a lot more in sporting clays than you do in trap shoot, is that true?
Yep, there's different stations throughout the course, and coming from all over the place, come from behind you, directly at you, going away from you, side to side.
This is the third year of the team, and you've been involved with it all 3 years, right?
Yep.
I kidded with you off the air. Have you gotten any better? You said yes. How do you gauge how much better you get? I know there's different handicaps, different ways that you can improve that way, and then obviously just how many targets you break. So how much better have you got?
Well, I feel like I've gotten better, like form-wise and stuff, been able to really get on the rock and break it a lot better and improve my handicap back by getting a better score. Just gotten better in that way.
Tell me something about the two guys that are with you here today, and Brandon and Ross. This team has expanded from 8 shooters to 42. Michelle, do we still have girls on it? Because I think the first year we did. All right, great.
We have about 6 of them out there.
6 young ladies on the team as well. But tell me something about each of these guys.
Ross was new with us last year. He was a 6th grader last year. He came out and did pretty well in his first year. Brandon is kind of a kid we mess around with a lot on the team. Joke around with him a lot, and I think he's been on the team 2 years, haven't you? Yeah, he's been with us 2 years. So,
well, let's hand it over to Brandon and tell us what's going on. Tell us what's going on this weekend with the fundraiser that keeps this team going. Give us the details on it.
Well, like Isaac said, it's a sporting clays, and all the proceeds go to the Kearney Catholic Trap Team for like shotgun shells and clays, and yeah.
It's going on this Sunday,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's Sunday, September 16th, and it's rain or shine.
Going to have it out at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. And again, I apologize because I'm not a shooter, but I heard this is a top-of-the-line deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And this is going on starting at 9 a.m., and you can go until 3 o'clock. You can get in multiple times. They're going to have 4 classes, over 2,200 payout. They're giving away tickets to Denver, out of the Kearney Airport, out to Denver to contest winners, and all the proceeds go to the trap team. And is there a website or something that they can go to find out more information? They can call Michelle, and the phone number for Michelle is 440-6666, so that's easy to remember if you need more information, 440-6666. All right, let's pass it over to Ross, because I know he's been anxiously awaiting to get on the radio here. Ross, tell me a little bit about what it was like shooting the first time in practice with this team.
It was pretty intimidating, and just, it's kind of hard, it's just different.
What are some of the first things that you guys kind of do in practice? What do you guys do in practice to I suppose, A, learn the sport and to get better? What do you guys go through in practice?
Well, they pretty much just let you start shooting, and then they start critiquing you, like in your position and how you shoot, how you hold the gun and stance.
I mean, there's a special way you got to do that?
Yeah.
How much better have you gotten?
I've gotten a lot better.
A lot better so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now tell me a little bit about the competition. Where do you guys go, and where do you shoot at, and how many other schools do you guys compete against?
Well, we practice up at Fort Kearney, where the shoot is, and we just go up to state each year, and that's in
Donovan, which is like the biggest ever in the history of the world. It gets bigger every year. Let's go back to Isaac here, as Isaac Richter and Brandon Seitz and Ross Gibbons are with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You got any trap shoot, clay shooting questions, sporting clay questions, Damon?
How do you keep score? Like, do you get points like per, like if you blow it completely up, is that like a better than a half hit? Is there a half hit?
All you got to do, even if a little chip comes off, counts as it, but as long as it's anything but dust, dust they don't count. So it's just got to be even the tiniest of chip counts as a point.
So is there an umpire?
There's a scorekeeper that sits at the back.
Can you argue with him?
You could, yeah.
I like this sport. I like it. I'll just come out and argue for you guys with the scorekeeper.
Here's a sport I couldn't officiate because I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see. I couldn't. Yeah, sure. Yeah, he's a good kid. We'll give him that one. Isaac, how long is the season? Because obviously we know you're involved with the football team. These guys are coming up the program. We've got three different age groups kind of basically here. But how long's the season, and how do you balance it with all the other sporting activities and all the other activities you do at the school?
Yeah, it starts at the beginning of March and goes through our state shoots at the end of April, last week in there, and gets kind of hard, I guess, juggling between other sports. You got to kind of manage your time wisely and go back and forth between them, but it's pretty fun, I guess. The payout's pretty good, like just how much fun you had and lifelong lessons and all that.
And payout this weekend is pretty good as well. Again, it's always determined on how many folks are there, but it's been getting bigger and better. And it's this Sunday starting at 9 a.m., but you can shoot until 3. You can shoot multiple times. You can enter as many times as you want, and as long as you're done by 3 o'clock. And for more information, contact Michelle at 440-6666. Isaac, talk about how the team has gotten, I mean, obviously with 8 to 42 members, it's gotten bigger. Tell me how much better it's got from the first year you guys went out there and had your first practice to where you're at now.
We've gotten quite a bit better. We got some great coaches that help us, and they help teach us and what they know and make us better as a team. And we've really improved throughout the whole time of shooting together, score-wise, and gotten closer as friends and all that stuff.
Brandon, let's pass it along to you one more time. I had this great question I was going to ask him, and now, of course, I've totally forgot about it. But what are some of the things, as Ross told us, what you do in practice, what are some of the things that you have learned as part of the trap shoot team?
Like Ross said, form and how to hold the gun and looking, not using your sights on the end of your barrel to shoot it.
Who are the coaches of the team? I don't think we've mentioned that yet.
Michelle Stover, Randy Allen, and Greg Wilkinson.
How much work do you do in the off season, or is it for you, is it still like March to May?
Well, I just play sports in the off season and then shoot on the weekends when I have time.
Well, it sounds outstanding, Michelle.
What's the chances of me hitting something?
1 in 1,000.
So there's a chance. So you're saying
slim to none.
Slim. Okay. So if I just stood up there, I have no idea what this sport is. So if I just like, can you use a handgun?
No.
I don't know. Hey.
It's shotguns. It's shotguns only.
Shotgun. There you go.
I did know that.
Bullets?
I did know that. You got real shells. You got
shells?
Real shells, yeah.
So does that mean like buckshot?
You ever shot a duck?
No.
Or a bird or anything?
No, there's no reason to get up on a fine morning and go outside when it's raining.
That's why I like this a whole lot better, because you can go and do it any time. How long would it take if you were going to coach Day here? How long would it take to get him good enough to hit a few sporting clays?
Probably 1 hour.
I think it's worth
it. Or longer.
I think it's worth it. Well, you got some talent. Not a lot, but you got some talent.
I would just make sure that everybody is a good 30 yards behind me.
Well, these guys want to hang out of school just a little bit longer, but we'll get them back there, because we want to remind folks, a 100-target sporting clay shoot is this Sunday at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Complex. That's just outside of Kearney, 115th and Poole Avenue. If you need more information, contact Michelle Stover, 440-6666. And there'll be four classes, so no matter what your skill level is, there's a spot for you. I assume everybody has to bring their own firearm.
Bring your own firearm and shells, yes.
And everything else.
And there's lunch going to be served out there, so if nothing else, come out and have lunch. Watch, see how it's done. If you are interested in it, drive out and just give the kids a pat on the back and the people that's coming from all over the state, and come out and see how it's done. And I'll have a special area set up for you to teach you how to shoot.
I have a baseball tournament this weekend, but I'm going to take you up. I am going to take you guys up on me going out there to shoot.
I will get Spencer and a television camera out there.
No. This is behind.
I will send Jeff out. We will put it on the web. We will put it on lopers.com. This is it's a recruiting tool. They got folks coming from all over the state, from Alliance to the West to probably Lincoln and Omaha from the East, going to be competing this weekend.
Every one of my buddies growing up, I was the only non-hunter-gatherer of my crew.
With all your buddies.
You don't have to be a hunter.
Well, I'm just saying that might help with the success rate if I was actually hunting something.
Starts at 9 a.m. Guys, anything else we need to know?
You guys come out.
It'll all be good. We're looking forward to it, folks. Again, it's this weekend, and thanks for coming in. Ross Gibbons, Isaac Richter, Brandon Seitz, and, of course, Coach Michelle Stover with the Kearney Catholic Trap Team. It's a fundraiser for their trap shoot, or for their sporting clay team. I'm going to have to quit saying that, sporting clay team, and it's coming up this Sunday at 9 a.m., and gang, thanks for coming in. Have a good one.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and be back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and more right after this.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And here's your pale ale. Enjoy.
Thanks. I didn't always watch football here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hey, man, ready for the big game?
You know it.
Susan's shopping, so we gotta watch Josh for a while, okay?
Oh, no problem.
I gotta clean that up. Josh's new toy, sorry.
Can't you remove the battery?
Nah, he'll start screaming.
Protect the football. Watch every game here. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Thursday, it's an NFC North matchup when the Green Bay Packers host the Chicago Bears. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Dial Global Sports. Join Trent Green and me as we call all the action from historic Lambeau Field. Can Julius Peppers and the Bears D slow down the Packers' dangerous offense? Or will Aaron Rodgers be too much to handle for Chicago? Tune in to find out. Bears, Packers. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
As sunny skies develop across the area today, we'll head up to 96 for a high with a gusty south wind around 12 to 25. For tonight, we'll see increasing cloudiness with an isolated chance for a shower storm late with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 81.
Oh, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. If you want to go support the Loafers over lunch today, the soccer team is taking on Northwestern Oklahoma State, kicking off here at 12 noon up at Foster Field. How lucky are they playing on that field? Beautiful soccer field to go along with the football field. And everything that UNK has right now, I believe, baseball, basketball, wrestling, they get to go in track. Yeah, it's all pretty nice.
Yeah, we are very fortunate with our facilities and the community support for our facilities. And if you didn't know this, tonight, America versus Jamaica for a chance to go to the World Cup qualifying.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
See, I saw a couple of references tonight we beat Jamaica, and I didn't even know we had soccer tonight. Darn it.
And they beat us for the first time ever last time.
Unacceptable.
So, I don't know if Usain Bolt's on the team or the guys from Cool Runnings, but we got our hands cut out. We got our work cut out for us tonight in men's soccer.
Cool Runnings has been on a couple of times lately.
That's what made me think of it.
Are you dead yet? No, man.
So that's a big one tonight. For anybody who doesn't have anything else to do on a Tuesday night, I'll be taking my little girl to dance class.
And then?
Watching.
Focus.
Focus on soccer.
That is so awesome. Don't forget, folks, to vote on our poll question. Yesterday's poll question, what do you expect from Nebraska the rest of the year after the UCLA loss? Always love Husker enthusiasm and optimism. 46% said they'll contend in the Legends Division. 36% said, oh, no, they're going to end up in some wacky name December bowl game. Only 18% said they're Rose Bowl bound. Bo says his defense always gets better. I wish we didn't have to start where we're at. I get that. I can understand that, folks. You'd like them to be able to get better from being pretty okay instead of just, we got to get better to be mediocre. Who's the National League Manager of the Year this far? Clint Hurdle of the Pirates, Davey Johnson of the Nationals, Dusty Baker of the Reds. Damon, you're the baseball coach.
Davey Johnson.
Are they good just because, and again, this is kind of a, but they got better players. People were picking them to win that division. Some of the ESPN guys are picking them to go to the World Series. So I don't think it's a overwhelming job that Davey Johnson has done. Clint Hurdle, to me, even though they're struggling down the stretch here and probably won't make the playoffs, just because they don't have the players or the money that some of these other teams do. And Dusty Baker of the Reds, always like Dusty.
I'm probably downplaying my own significance in this world as a baseball coach, but Mike Hargrove said it best once. There's three things you got to do to be a good Major League manager. Manage egos, make sure the lineup card's submitted on time, and don't overuse your bullpen. Because at the end of the day, you either got it or you don't at that level.
That is so great.
So, but then you got the other guys that can take a multi-million dollar team, Don Mattingly. And, I mean, Don Mattingly's playing with an all-star team right now and can't figure out a way to win. So, I don't know. Major League, everyone's always like, oh, well, you must watch Major League. I watch Major League Baseball because it's baseball. But it's not really anything. College baseball and Major League Baseball are so far different in just how it's done and how people are successful. So, yeah, we'll see. I'd definitely give it to Davey Johnson. Especially when the guy calls up and is like, hey, by the way, I'm taking your best pitcher. He's done for the year. Is he injured? No. But we're just going to shut him down. So I give it to Davey Johnson.
Oh, man. That is so, well, vote, folks, ESPNSuperStation.com, ESPNSuperStation.com. Let's do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. Love to hear from you. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call in. We'll be asking you a variety of trivia questions. They might be hard. They might be easy. I don't know. We'll throw them out there. Might be football. Might be baseball. Might be something different. Might be sporting clay. But might be fishing. You never know what it's going to be. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. And call now. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Nebraska plays Arkansas State this week. How many bowl games has Arkansas State played in their history?
Two.
Holy hell. Was that easy? Was that easy? Damon knew it right away. Did you know that, Andrew? I mean, you knew that wasn't a guess, was it? You knew that.
Oh, yeah, I knew it.
What a doorknob. That was a terrible question. But you know what, Andrew? You're like the first person in months to nail it, right? You know, in the new era of the Doug and Daddy show, he's the first person to get it on the first try. Huh. Let me try another one for you. Let's see how good you are. If I went baseball, this team is 40 and a half games out of first place. Who is it?
So basically, my Cubs are pretty far down there.
Basically, the worst team in baseball.
Oh, gosh. It's not Kansas City.
No.
What is it, National or American League?
Oh, now you're. It's all. I'll even give you the. I'll hint you. It's National.
Ooh. I can't think. Rockies? No, they ain't that far down.
No, they're pretty bad though. It's not the Rockies. It is the
Astros.
It's the Houston Astros. Yeah. 44-97. Hey, Andrew, hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up with a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. So hang on. Thanks for listening. Damon, you know, last week I came out with some insane question. It was so tough. I mean, there's no way the first couple people would get it. So I thought I'd go mediocre today. I should have asked him who they played in the bowl game last year. That was my next one.
Who was it?
Northern Illinois.
Ooh.
They lost.
The Huskies.
Should have asked him how many times Arkansas State has won a bowl game. Zero. They lost the New Orleans Bowl to Southern Miss in 2005.
Did you notice that the ESPN does a bottom 10 now?
Oh, yeah.
And the Zips are not last. They've climbed up.
How do you feel about your Brownies?
Hey, you know what? We're getting there. We're getting there. They're good. You know, we played a good football team. Oh, and
don't.
34-16 if Michael Vick doesn't. I mean, Michael Vick single-handedly was the Browns' best player, and the Browns still couldn't figure it out. So, I mean, I think it's really just turning into one of those things that on draft day, they cry because they're so excited, and then the guy from the Browns cries because he went to the Browns. I mean, like, you literally have to be sitting there as a prospect and go, I would rather go in the fifth round with no money than be the first round pick of the Browns. Because look at all their first rounders. Since Joe Thomas, not one has been worth anything. And it's just a curse now.
Cleveland Brown, first round picks. Check that real quick, Jeff. Your quarterback, first round pick, got caught under the American flag. You knew it was going to be a
bad
day.
Well, you know it's tough.
Come on, man.
You know your quarterback has no agility when he misses the 800-foot flag coming towards him and has to try to get out of the way. I doubt he's going to be able to get around it.
And he didn't even army roll underneath it. You could tell he's just, like, trying to crawl out.
Yeah.
You got to army roll that.
You got to worry about the 29-year-old rookie. I mean, this is like the Jim Thomas story times two.
Okay, here are your first-round picks. Well, Trent Richardson this last year.
He had 32 yards.
Let's go before that. Phil Taylor, defensive tackle. Joe Hayden, corner. Alex Mack, center. 2008, you didn't have a first-round pick. Brady Quinn and Joe Thomas in 2007.
I still think Quinn got the wrong side of the deal.
You did have Kellen Winslow and Braylon Edwards in back-to-back years, and
both
turned
of them
out to
are,
be okay.
They're barely still in the league. Joe Hayden was just
well, Winslow, I don't even think
games.
Is he? Winslow got cut by Seattle, I think. I don't even think Winslow's in the league right now. It's a pretty bad deal.
And Braylon Edwards dropped the game-winning touchdown the other day in the end zone. And then looked at his hands like, oh, was that what they're for is the catch?
What happened? What happened?
I love that. I love when a guy strikes out and looks at his bat. Is there a hole in it?
The Browns are bad, though, aren't they?
Oh, man. It's. I got to watch some of the game via DirecTV, and I was texting with my brother-in-law and my brother, and they were just mocking Brandon. I mean, Brandon Whedon wasn't even close on the last pass.
Well, and this ought to make you feel better. This week, they go to Cincinnati after that quick Monday night turnaround for a noon game on Sunday. And Cincinnati obviously got rolled. Cincinnati had the Monday night game. They got rolled last night by Baltimore. Cleveland is a slight underdog.
Slight?
Yeah.
They can't score.
10 points.
That's a good bet because I don't think Cleveland can score 10 points without four interceptions.
According to our friends at the MGM and at Mandalay Bay, and that all varies about a half a point. But your biggest favorite this week, now that eliminator pools have obviously become the new big thing in fantasy, now that Colin Cowherd and all of the ESPN people are doing it, New England is opened as a 12.5, and now they're a 13.5 or 14-point favorite over Arizona.
What's an eliminator pool?
You pick a team to win. Don't have to worry about the spread. You just pick them to win. And if they win, you advance on. But you can't use that team again. So last week, a lot of people took Houston to beat Miami because they're the biggest favorite. Like some people took Philadelphia. You'd have been gone. There was a couple of people took the Saints. They're gone.
If you pick Philadelphia, spread doesn't matter.
Spread doesn't matter. Philadelphia won. You advance. You can't use Philadelphia the rest of the year. And you got to go again next week. And then whoever's last, everyone, maybe they take prizes for the top four, but the one I'm in, it's winner take all.
My assistant coach Jason Miller was online yesterday looking for Broncos Super Bowl tickets. So,
by the way, Nebraska is a 24-point favorite over Arkansas State.
Yeah, I mean they should be. I mean at the end of the day, they should be able to do some things. You know, I mean I don't think it's going to be a question. Let's face it, the defense is going to. You know, our offense should be able to score points. It's can our defense stop their quarterback? And I'm sure that they got a game plan in place to eliminate that threat. I doubt he's going to be able to throw for 300 yards.
They shouldn't have as many weapons as UCLA had.
Well, and the Huskers, I'm sure they have a bit of a chip on their shoulder. I was reading somewhere and there's been no black shirts handed out.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So.
Coach, you get a hit. Shut up. I don't want to talk about it. Folks, you can talk about that in all things sports while watching Major League Baseball. And now that football's on virtually every night of the week, you can check that. Thursday night, Bears-Packers, great game coming up on Thursday. You can watch it all while enjoying the company of your friends, coworkers, or family at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney. They've got lunch specials every single day. And this is Tuesday. Every Tuesday night from 5 to 10, it's Wing Basket Night for just $5. A basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of any of their great wing flavors. $5, can't beat it. 5 to 10 every Tuesday night, and Big Burger Night every Wednesday night. Happy hour from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. So, nothing better. Maybe play a little Keno and pay for lunch. That'd be cool, too. At the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. Anything else you want to address before we get out of here?
No.
Almost thinking volleyball is a bigger story right now than football, because we've got the number one team in Nebraska. We've got the number one team in UNK. Hastings College has won 9 in a row. And for the first time in school history, Kearney Catholic is ranked in the all-class top 10 from the Omaha World Herald, having them ranked as the fifth best volleyball team in the state, regardless of class. Omaha Gross is 9th, Waverly 10th out of B, everybody else out of A. Of course, they beat Waverly a couple of times at the Lincoln, at the Beatrice tournament. They beat Pius, who is 7th in the all class, and 13-0. So that's a little star, as a pun, that you can put on your chest. And now they've got to live up to that. And competition, maybe they've already played their toughest competition of the year. So congratulations to them. And Tri-City Storm hockey practice began yesterday. Coach Howgie is going to join us on Thursday's show, along with Fantasy Football and Luke Hoover. Any baseball news that you need to share with us?
No.
Talked to Jabba lately?
Yep.
And?
Got his first dub. Got his first W, 1.2 innings, 4 strikeouts. So starting to get there. He's looked good his last 3 outings.
He going to be a Yankee next year?
I hope so. I mean, he's going to pitch. So? I think he's going to pitch. I mean,
got any inside information?
No.
You got some inside information? You're just not going to share it with us?
Yep.
Okay, that'll do it. did you have anything else? What else, Jeff? What else you got?
Well, I just wanted to make note that, you know, that eliminator pool you guys did?
Uh-huh.
I took Philadelphia to beat the Browns, right? And so I'm sweating, and the Browns are winning 16-10, so I stuck it out. Thanks in part to Brandon Whedon's 5.1 passer rating, the lowest ever by a rookie quarterback.
Oh, the poor guy.
And the hits just – and now we lost Joe Hayden for 4 games. Suspended.
Well,
the Irish.
The rules.
The Irish.
They go down to Michigan State this week.
I'm already going to tell you.
I'm already telling you that's my pick.
We'll see.
I'm already telling you that's my pick. Although, I think Purdue is going to be a little better than people are going to give them credit for this year. So, we'll see how good Notre Dame is.
Toughest schedule in the country.
It is tough.
It is.
It is tough.
5 of the next 6 opponents are all nationally ranked.
I will not make fun of that part of Notre Dame, because it is a very tough schedule. We want to thank the gang from Kearney Catholic Trap Shoot, Michelle Stover, Brandon Seitz, Isaac Richter, Ross Gibbons for coming in. Don't forget that the Clay Shoot, Sporting Clay Shoot, is this Sunday, and you can call Michelle for more information. And you can also, folks, join us tomorrow for our Husker Lunch. We also want to thank Tony Harper and Daryl Morris for being on the show tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Sean Callahan at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch. Come down and enjoy it from 12 to 1, the show from 11 to 1. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, John Mazner, UNK soccer coach, and a whole lot more will join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!